It's the Disrespectful Lady Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Well, go on. Hey. Okay. So, today was a productive day. Like, it feels so good to have a productive day. Like, really, it just feels so good. Now, a productive day for me is getting through one thing. And when I get through multiple things, it's even better, okay? It's even better. It feels so good. Like, yeah, today was like a real productive day. And when you have those days, you just kind of got to give thanks and enjoy that. I'm enjoying this productive moment. Like, wow. Yeah. You got to get up, get out, get something. Don't spend your whole day getting high. Yo, you got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend the whole day getting drunk. Like, you got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend the whole day in bed. Like, yo, you got to get up and do something. Even if it's just one thing, you know what I mean? Do one thing. That's like a real good aim for me, you know? So I try to do one thing. And it could just be a corner in the room to clean up. And it might sound like, but you know, when I get started with that one corner, I'm like, okay, I could do this other corner. And then before I know it, I might get through half the room. I might not get through the whole thing, but I might get through half the room. Same thing, the kitchen. You gotta clean the kitchen. You gotta clean the cupboards. You gotta clean the stove, the refrigerator, mop, sweep, and all that good stuff. So, organize, yeah. I really enjoy productive days, and I think they make you really feel good, and they motivate you, and they push you to continue to do what you're supposed to be doing, because really, it's hard. It's hard to motivate, like working out. I want to work out every day, at least 5 days a week. I want to try and work out, and I don't always get to. So by doing little things, I'm able to move that into bigger things. Besides eating, besides working out, trying to eat better, those are all like really productive days. I don't like to beat us up and overwhelm us, and I don't want to overwhelm myself. When I was younger, I had so much energy. Like, I could do the laundry, I could clean the house, I could go food shopping, I could do everything. I don't even know how I used to do it. I used to do all of that in like one day, like in a few hours. I used to be able to just go, like, now I'm like, okay, yeah. I like that. I just can't do that, but I like that. I want to do that, but I just can't do that. So I'm being productive and just getting up here doing my podcast. That's one thing I did today, and that motivates me to do something else. So I want to encourage you to try to have a productive day. You know, it's good for the soul too. It's good for you. You can't just sit around and not do anything, because then you don't feel good. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know you're not feeling right. You kind of just like, you know, you don't feel good just sitting there, just watching TV day after day after day, playing games, like not doing anything to better your life, not to do anything to better your future. Like, you got to do something. Let's work on the moment, whether that moment be your body, your home, your mind, your soul. Let do something for that moment. Be productive in that moment. Same thing, be productive for your future. Do something. Can't spend a whole day just getting high. Me, I know too many people that might just sit and just talk and ain't producing nothing. Like, it's easy to be talking and saying, oh, she could do a podcast like this, she should be doing it like that, she I don't know why she doing it, you know, but she doing it. You understand? at least I'm doing it. So I encourage you to do it too. Whatever it is that thing that you want to do. I want to get my house together. I want to get organized. I want to get things looking like a home, you know? But that's another thing. Like, I'm not so quick to judge beat myself up or judge anyone when it comes to their home. Homes do not look like what they look like in magazines, okay? The magazines have those for pictures to encourage you, to give you ideas about what, you know, decor you would like. But real talk, people's homes don't look like that. How in the world is your home supposed to look like that if you living in that piece? You living in it. You using the toilet. You using the shower. You using the sink, okay? That kitchen. You using that thing. You know, I got grease spot all up and down my backsplash. I mean, my God, I fry more than I need to, but I do. And my kitchen does not look like it did, you know, when I first got it. It damn sure don't look like that magazine. So don't beat yourself up. Just get up and do one thing. Be productive in somewhere in that piece. But, yeah, like your home, you know, we're not supposed to look like the magazine bodies. We're not going to look like those magazine chicks and those magazine girls. I mean, our homes are not going to look like the magazine, but if we're productive, you know, it will be what we need it to be. So, yeah, just had to say that. Like, yeah, like, we live in our homes. We're using our homes. It ain't supposed to look like a magazine. I don't know how people do it. I've been in some people's homes. They be looking good. I just be jealous. I really do. I just be jealous because I don't know how they do it. I could never, you know? I could never. I got once a week, we cleaning up kitchen, bathroom, the house, mopping, but what? Every day? I don't know. Everything is aligned and in order. Yo, I give y'all props. People that can do that, ooh, kudos to you. Mwah! Yes. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love it for you. But yeah, be productive. Have a productive day. All right, have a productive week, have a productive month, have a productive 2024. Do that thing that you want to do today, this year, this moment in time. Don't let this moment ride, yo. This moment, it is about this moment in time. All right, do it. It's the Disrespectful Lady. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water, suck in your belly, and mind your business.